These kinds of fasts are nearly impossible without the grace of God. So you need to make 100% sure He is calling you to an extended absolute fast before you do it. Depending on your age, it may not be healthy to participate in an absolute fast. That's why it's important to talk to your parents or step-parents and pastor before ever trying an absolute fast. You should only consider an absolute fast with parental approval, depending on your age, and with medical consultation and supervision. Instead, consider one of the other options. Before you decide which fast is best for you, take some time to talk to God and to older, wiser people, such as a spiritual mentor or church leader, who are passionate for the Lord and practice fasting themselves. They'll be able to guide you, offer encouragement, and give practical advice. Remember that the difficulty or length of the fast isn't what's most important. It's your heart before God and your willingness to seek Him above all else. How long should I fast? The duration of fasts can vary. There are significant numbers we find in the Bible, which include 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, and 40 days. But there are also references to half-day fasts and 24-hour fasts. There's no real formula that I can give you to help determine which type or length of fast is right for you. The Bible is filled with different lengths of fasts. Later in his spiritual journey, Daniel became grieved over the plight of Israel. In response, he began another partial fast, taking no sweets, no meat, and no wine, for 3 weeks. He used the time to focus on prayer. At the end of those 21 days, an angel answered his prayers. It's recorded that the Apostle Paul was on at least 2 fasts, one for 3 days and one for 14 days. Joshua fasted for 40 days. Peter fasted 3 days, and, of course, we know that Jesus fasted 40 days in the wilderness. The length of your fast should depend on your age, circumstances, and health. You'll be amazed at the difference even a one-day partial or normal fast will make in your life. When I was a teenager, I started fasting for the first half of the day on Sunday. It made me so much more sensitive to the Lord. I'd notice more details in the sermon, find myself caught up in worship more readily, and even recognized God's voice more clearly in my life. Again, don't bite off more than you can handle.